Early in-person voting kicks off today in a lot of states, Alaska, Wisconsin, some counties in Florida. Donald Trump is in Florida today at Cape Canaveral, St. Augustine, and then Tampa tonight. Hillary Clinton's making one stop today in New Hampshire. The New York Times election forecast gives her a 93% chance of winning the presidency if it were held today. 538's forecast gives her an 86% chance. But today in Florida, Donald Trump said he's winning. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
And yesterday, Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, acknowledged that her campaign is behind. But then, as we said, here's Trump this morning. He was at a roundtable discussion with farmers in Palm Beach County.
I think we're going to win Florida big. So I actually think we're winning. And what they do is they show these phony polls where they, you know, where they look at Democrats and it's heavily weighted with Democrats. And then they'll put on a poll where we're not winning. And everybody says, oh, they're not winning. It's a heavily weighted poll with Democrats.
Ron, what do you think is going on in the Trump campaign right now? What's the goal?
And Kellyanne Conway is acknowledging what the great average of all polls is showing, which is that Hillary Clinton has a lead somewhere between 4 and 8 points. And, of course, some of those polls at the high side are now in double digits. And when you average in some of the polls that are friendlier to Donald Trump, and without even getting into any of the methodologies of all that, just taking them all together, the average is running between 6 and 8 points. So Kellyanne is obviously acknowledging that. Donald Trump doesn't want to acknowledge that because when he gets a hold of his Twitter device and gets his machine cranked up or when he's talking to a crowd, that's not really an applause line. That's not really an enthusiasm builder. So instead of acknowledging what pretty much everybody else in the Trump campaign has acknowledged, he sees fit to say that these polls are phony. Yeah. The polls all across the board, even the average of all of them, is misleading. It's phony. It's overly weighted with Democrats. Now, if there are more Democrats in the weighting of the polls, that is to say in the number of people who are polled, that would have to do with the fact that there are more Democrats than there are Republicans, especially in some states.
Well, meanwhile, the Democrats are looking down ballot. Politico reporting today that President Obama plans to endorse another 30 Democrats running for seats in the House. Now, they need 30. That's a huge number to take back control of the House, now controlled by Paul Ryan and the Republicans. But how unusual is that for a president to extend himself like that down ballot?
The president is focusing here because at this juncture, he doesn't think Hillary Clinton needs that much more of his help. The Senate candidates perhaps do not need as much of his help. And because he can bring a lot more attention to their races, it's really hard for House members or for House challengers to get much attention in the midst of a presidential campaign. So he's trying to bring more attention to them.
Okay. And what about early voting? Began more than a month ago in some places. We heard about ballots. The in-person is starting. Democrats have traditionally dominated early voting. What does it mean this time?
It's more popular than ever. More people are finding out about it. It adds days and times when more people who might have a trouble getting to the polls on election day, where the lines are long on election day. The great beauty of early voting is oftentimes you can just cruise on in. You can just come in, sign in, show your registration, and bingo, you're voting, and you don't have to wait in line for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, which is a tremendous disincentive to people voting. And that's been a problem for Democrats, especially in states where they don't set up enough polling places.
Right, but if it's in person, question that I heard from a listener, does that mean that there's exit polling? In other words, does that mean that you might have more results in before the actual day, and that might impact the actual election day?
Some people believe we are not going to know what's in these ballots. They're not going to announce that. They're not going to open these ballots, either from the mail or from the early voting. All we can say is that we see more people showing up who are registered in one party or the other.
Yeah.
So we can say that more Democrats are voting or more Republicans are voting. We don't know for whom they're voting. So some of the Republicans might be voting for Hillary Clinton. Some of the Democrats might be voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So we don't really know, and it isn't really a huge pre-indicator, although it will get folded in to some of the predictive models on the day of Election Day and contribute to how early a call might be made on election night.
Yeah. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, also known as Papa Ron. We will link you to his terrific explanation, complete with Masterpiece Theater music, on yesterday's weekend edition of the 2000 elections. That'll be at hereandnow.org. Ron, Papa Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.